The struggle is real.
We had a number of opportunities to close the game out and take over the game, and we didn't do so.
In a season that's sinking fast, as soon as they plug one hole, another opens up.
It's difficult. It's challenging. It's not where anybody wanted to be.
The coach and his team are bailing as fast as they can, trying to keep their heads above water.
These guys are hurting in there. It's a tough locker room right now.
Is there a life preserver anywhere in sight? Tonight on Jaguars All Access.
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
Here is where we are on a Monday night, 7 o'clock, for Jaguars All Access. The pizza here is good, the beer is cold, and people are having a good time as they are every Monday night. The weather changed a little bit, which means a lot of folks are wearing jackets as they walk in. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. Sam Kubaris, Jeff Lagerman here with you for the next half hour to talk about the Jaguars game yesterday in Detroit and the upcoming game against the Buffalo Bills. Jeff, it's a lot of the same problems, not always the same guys, and that can be an issue. That everybody's got to get on that same page.
Well, you like as a football team to have an issue and then you can fix it and then move on and maybe fix the next one. But right now the Jaguars is kind of a little bit of a merry-go-round, and it's all three phases. And until you can clean everything up, you're not going to win a football game.
And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Our guest tonight is Malik Jackson. Malik, of course, signed as a free agent with the Jaguars.
Thank you.
Listed at 6'5", 300, fifth year.
Yeah.
List Tennessee, 19 tackles, now 2.5 sacks this year.
Yes, I was going to say you got
Yeah, we got
that.
One behind there. 16.5 in his career at the Malik Jackson is where you can find him on Twitter. Is that also your Instagram?
Yes, at the Malik Jackson is my Instagram too.
Very good.
Yes. Right, so I'm not buying the 300 pounds.
I was going to say, is that accurate?
I'm a very slim 300 pounds. I make it look good.
For real? How much do you weigh?
Like 295.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. Right at it.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly looked athletic yesterday, and I know when you came over from Denver, it was one of your goals to lose a few pounds so you could be quicker and be more athletic.
Yeah, because when I first got here, you know, I put on a few pounds. I know I was just going to play three tech, and I imagine three tech just being bigger. But, you know, I did that, and Coach Walsh said I need to drop some weight. So this offseason, I dropped like 15 pounds and got in a weight room and just, you know, tried to slim it down. So, yeah, it worked out.
Well, you look great. I mean, I wonder if you're 300 pounds, I mean, you look bigger than 300 pounds, and that's a compliment.
I appreciate it. You know, I got my trouble areas, but, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy where I'm at, so.
All right, your trouble areas.
Yeah, I got
where do you get to be this age?
We all got trouble areas, right?
Right.
Well, we know that well. On a 2-8 football team coming off Super Bowl victory, do you kind of go, you know, kind of wish I might have been back there?
No, I don't say that. You know, I think it's definitely not ideal to be 2-7 or 2-8. But it just is what it is. We're a team that's trying to get better. You know, it's not going our way right now. But I see us working hard, and it just sucks to say every week, like I say, that, you know, we're getting better, but, you know, we're not winning. And that's what we're paid to do is win. But we're getting better, so I don't know.
See what happens.
Let's
check in on our Baptist Health game-changing moments. And they start with one thing that the Jaguars defense was looking for, and that was turnovers. Had gone 5 games without one.
Well, and really, it should have been 3, Malik. I thought that first one in which Jalen pulled that ball out, that should have been a fumble.
That should have been a fumble. You know, I think that just goes to us as players. You know, Coach Walsh preached about getting the ball, and Gus preached about getting the ball, and the first play we go out there and get the ball. So, you know, that we were really focused on that.
And I was glad to see that you avoided NFL history. Were you aware that you were going to make NFL history if you didn't get a takeaway?
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, it would have been a record 6 games
no
in a row.
No team has ever gone 6 without a takeaway.
Since the 1970 merger.
Wow.
Well, thank goodness. You're not in that conversation.
Goodness, yeah.
Marquise Lee, I think it's pretty easy to say he's been the best player on offense, really has emerged as an NFL player.
And I made the comment during the game, Malik, that those are maybe the 2 best catches, because he had I think it was a 29-yarder that led to the touchdown catch. but maybe the two best jobs that I've seen in the National Football League of a wide receiver controlling his feet on the boundary this year.
Yeah, no, Marquise Lee's been doing an awesome job, man. I'm so proud of that kid. Been going through a lot of injury but when he first got here, but to see him now doing his thing and having the success he has and being able to play his role and understand who he is and what he can do, it's amazing. You know, I'm glad these coaches are putting him in a position to win.
And the game-changing moment that really did kind of change the game as the Lions converted on 3rd and 16 and got 61 yards officially.
Well, and this was Eric Ebron. He's their marquee tight end, and it was a situation where Matt Stafford just bought a little bit of extra time, scrambled forward. Situation, Malik, where the coach talked about you needed the plaster and weren't able to do it.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. Explain
what that means, plaster.
Well, you know, when a quarterback steps up, it means the DBs need to pretty much hold their guy a little bit, you know, be on them because they can scramble and make plays like you see what Aaron Rodgers does, you know. But like I said, it's unfortunate because Sendarek had a great pass rush and he just stepped up, man, and just launched it, and it's unfortunate, but it's football.
But as Jeff said, he is their premier guy and one of the premier guys in the league. It's why he was a first-round pick.
Well, I think he was the 10th overall pick in the draft a few years ago. He's got great speed. He was injured a little bit earlier. And Matt Stafford, I mean, defensively for you guys, you did a wonderful job against him. You only gave up 13 points offensively speaking, so you're proud of that.
Yeah.
And against a quarterback, top five in the league, 5th in the National Football League coming into that game rankings-wise.
Yeah. No, we did an awesome job as a defense. And if we look at ourselves individually from the team, I think we did a good job. Things to improve on, but a good day. It's just unfortunate we lost. You know, I mean, it sucks to say, you know, you can't say you did a good job, you know, when your team lost. But like I said, we're getting better, and we just got to keep getting better. And as a defense, putting our team and giving our team a chance to win. And that means not allowing the other team to score more points than our team.
One thing you're always looking for as a defense is to score. And you like it when your special teams score. The problem is in this game, that's what happened with the Lions. Their defense scored, and their special teams scored at that
time.
Yeah, and it's tough. The pick six, a little bit of a high throw to Marquise Lee, an excellent play by the safety, Rafael Bush, and an excellent return. I mean, give the Lions credit.
Yeah.
You know, one little mistake, and that's what can happen. And then the punt return, 55-yarder by Andre Roberts, who had fumbled earlier in the ball game.
Yeah.
Had a great return, and I know you guys have a few regrets because you had a couple guys that were right there, just got to make the tackle.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, things are going to happen. You know, interceptions happen in the game. You know, we just got to go out there and get them down. And we didn't. And it's very unfortunate, you know, especially with this special teams play. It sucks that we allowed him to run it back, you know. But it is what it is. We just got to grow from it and get better and understand where we need to be when we need to be there and just get better.
One of the things that happened this past week was the return of Telvin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting that he came back Friday. His brother's funeral was Saturday. Paul Posluszny made the trip over there with him. Then Shad flew both of them from Valdosta up to Detroit.
Yeah.
It was just amazing to see Telvin out there and have him fly around like that and be able to kind of focus back in on that on after such an emotional week.
No, it was awesome to see him do that. You know, it's very unfortunate what he went through this week, you know, with his brother. And, you know, I'm glad the season started right now, so he has the outlet to go out here and let out his frustrations in a positive way and, you know, be with us and allow us to have fun and smile and get his mind off of it. You know, he's a great person. He's our spiritual leader, man. He's one of our toughest players. And I'm glad he was able to play with us. I appreciate Con putting him on the jet to get him to us so, you know, we can all be together. And
That's pretty strong now. I mean, when the owner steps up and says, hey, look, you know, we want to be there for you, provides transportation so that Telvin can be at his brother's funeral and still come to the game. I mean, that's first class.
Yeah, it means a lot, you know, because this game's more than football. You know, you have to be personal, and I think Con does a great job of being personal. You know, he understands that we have life and things come up in life, but, you know, to him to step up and allow him to come to the game like he did, just a blessing, you know. That doesn't always happen, you know. And you try to tell people, they think it happens. It doesn't always happen. So it's awesome when you have a owner like that.
We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Malik will give us some more insight about what's going on in the Jaguars locker room. Jeff will go in the film room. We'll have some special questions for Malik coming up as we continue here live on Jaguars All Access.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access, the difference between winning and losing is small. Jeff shows you some little things you might have missed in the film room. Plus, we get to know Malik Jackson off the field in four down territory. But first, go on the field with Malik in the Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
Oh, yeah, you got these shoes, man. Hey, shout out to Toluca Service, man. Thank you for everything they do, allowing us to come out here on this beautiful day and play this beautiful game. Thank you. God bless. Be flawless today, Mike. Be flawless today, baby. Have a good day, bro. Love you. Love. Yeah. Log, log, log. Rock, rock. Cover. Cover. Hey, we've been sitting for a while. Let's get warmed up now.
Dropping his Stafford. Tries to run out of there. He's going to get sacked, I believe. Yes, he is. Malik Jackson's got him. That's going to be a sack inside the 5-yard line.
A bull rush? Oh, a sack dance? Yeah, come on. Yeah, oh, yeah. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all.
What's up, Prater?
How
you doing?
Good, how you doing?
How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man.
Pockets hurt heavy?
A little bit. How's the wife doing? What's up, Jimbo?
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And by NFL Ticket Exchange. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL Ticket Exchange. From the First Coast Jacksonville to the First City St. Augustine. Too large for just one screen or one dealership.
It's Field Season Finale Sales Event, and it's one you don't want to miss.
At Lexus of Jacksonville and Lexus of Orange Park, you can lease a new 2017 Lexus ES350 for only $329 per month for 36 months.
And every one comes with a season finale price and our Fields amenities. See Fields first for our Season Finale Sales Event. We save the best for last.
Hey there, Jaguars fans. Grab your sneakers for a special event to help fight prostate cancer. Come down to the Jacksonville Fairgrounds on December 3rd for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk. Pick your pace with a 5K run or 1 mile walk, and bring the kids for a superhero dash for dads. Join Zero and the Kazrin Urology teams to help raise awareness for the disease that impacts 1 in 7 American men. See you there.
This Jaguar season, Dreamfinders Homes will be giving away great prizes before every home game. You could win items such as an iPad mini, Apple Watch, or Jacksonville Jaguar Club tickets. All you have to do is stop by the stadium home at Gate 4 of EverBank Field before any Jags home game and register for a chance to win. Each game, Dreamfinders Homes will select one lucky winner. Visit DreamfindersHomes.com to learn more. See you on game day. Go Jags!
Higher education is important to me because it transformed my life. We encounter our greatest risks when we dream too small. My dream for UCF is that it be recognized as one of the great universities in this country, a large-scale institution that can meet the needs and the demands for higher education. We're blessed with a faculty and staff who are willing to put in the effort and use the power of higher education to transform lives.
Focus is what Baptist and MD Anderson Cancer Center do every day. And our focus is on one thing, the fight to end cancer. Here, teams of cancer specialists use their combined experience with the latest research and technology. Our partnership brings the number one cancer center in America close to home. At Baptist MD Anderson, we share a singular focus, making cancer history.
Next time you visit one of the 5 Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville, make sure you take a selfie with your favorite Jaguar, then post the picture on Instagram with the hashtag MellowJags. You could win 2 tickets to the next home game and a $100 Mellow Mushroom gift card. Welcome back to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. We're here every Monday night at 7 o'clock. Jeff Loggeman joins us now live in the film room where, Jeff, you break down some plays where you can really see what happens from that all-22 camera.
Well, and Sam, the Jaguars offensively had an opportunity to continue the momentum that was gained by the defense and special teams. The first play I'm going to show was soon after the Golden Tate forced fumble, and with a 19-16 lead, an opportunity was lost to drive a nail in the coffin, so to speak, in victory.
And the first one on the stat sheet said it's a 3rd and 4, but actually it's about a 3rd and 5.
manageable third down. All you need is a route by the tight end, which is called a stick route, to get to the sticks. That's why they call it a stick route. But as you'll see, Julius Thomas pulls up at the stick, and then the momentum coming back to catch the ball makes him fall short. The route is designed to go past the sticks, to allow him room to come back and make a play and still be past the first down. Not a good play. And these two downs are the first plays right after the big kick return by Marquise Lee. First and 10, run the ball, gain effective yardage to get the lead back because you're down. The run play has a simple design. A.J. blocks the defensive tackle. Brandon Linder loops around to block the linebacker, and Jeremy Parnell blocks out to give a crease right here. And on the snap, A.J. is beat underneath with a swim move by Stephon Charles, the defensive tackle, and is in the backfield immediately. This is a minus 5-yard gain. This is worse than a penalty on first and 10. So now you're at a disadvantage, second and 15. You've got to find a way to get those 5 yards back on second down. Now on this play, Julius Thomas never looks back for the ball. It's a bad decision by the quarterback, Blake Bortles. Watch what happens. The entire side of the Lions secondary collapses to the inside. They're tracking the wide receivers to the middle, which leaves Denard Robinson coming out of the backfield all alone. And look at Denard. His hands are up because he knows what could potentially be a big play for the offense and a significant gain to nullify the minus yardage play that happened on first and 10. But it doesn't happen. And then obviously the next play is a third and 15. They don't make it. You got a punt. And offensively, the Jaguars had two opportunities to close the game out and win it at the end. Those two critical drives, they had 6 plays combined and only 8 yards gained. If you're going to win, you've got to capitalize, and at some point, you need to make a play.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Got to make a play. Think to the two games that the Jaguars won. Josh Johnson made the play, and then, of course, the play was made by Aurelius Ben in Chicago. Exactly. Ellie's joining us. Ellie's 10 years old, lives over here in Ortega, pretty close to here, in fact. Ellie, you have a question for Malik.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Yes. Do you get to spend a lot of time with Jackson DeVille?
Do I get to spend a lot of time in Jacksonville?
Jackson DeVille, the mascot. Do you spend a lot of time with him? I mean, he's like rappelling off stuff, jumping off the light post. Do you spend any time with him?
No, he's too cool for me. He doesn't have any time for me. You know, he's like the cool guy at school, and I'm just the nerd in the corner.
He's just a guy.
So I'm just a guy, yeah.
Ellie, do you like Jackson DeVille a lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's your favorite?
Yes.
In terms of mascots, but your favorite player is?
Yeah.
Malik, right?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Ellie. I appreciate it.
Nice to meet you, Ellie.
Good question. Good question.
Great question.
You know, we talked a little bit. We talked a little bit earlier, real quick, about Marquise Lee.
Mm-hmm.
When you learn how to become a professional, it takes a little while, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely takes a while. You know, and if you're fortunate and blessed, you have the leaders like I had, as far as Elvis Dumervil, you know, DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller, Peyton Manning, you know, guys that kind of emulate that set the standard. And once you understand what it takes to be a pro and what it means, it takes you a lot further.
Take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll send Malik into four down territory with Brian Jackson. Get some of your questions from social media. That's coming up on Jaguars All Access.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good, and by Lexus. Come to the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Energy. You can waste a lot of it going back and forth between banks. And that's unfortunate, because instead of wasting your energy, you could be tapping into ours. When you open an EverBank Yield Pledge Money Market account, you not only get consistent yields in the top 5% of competitive accounts, you get advantages like no monthly account fee and 24/7 live support. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit online or call.
Hello. Obviously, I'm not Eddie Farah. But people ask, what makes Farah & Farah so strong and so tough? Well, since 1979, they've gone anywhere they needed to defend your rights. And if you don't win, you don't pay. Remember, it's not about them. It's about you. Strong, tough, check around. You be the judge.
Call us at 396-5555.
say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Here at Konica Minolta, we take pride that you don't care what we do. Because by providing you with secure cloud services, expert IT support. Thanks, guys. Innovative technology like medical imaging and a whole host of printing capabilities.
We focus on the process so you can focus on what you really care about, your business.
We started with the class-leading RX. We gave it paddle shifters to help you command the road. A sport mode to help you control the road. And a sport-tuned suspension to help you connect with the road. The Lexus RX F-Sport. This is the RX Elevated. See Lexus of Jacksonville and Lexus of Orange Park.
The Fuel Up to Play 60 program is back in 2016. Join the movement, help make the next generation of youth the most active and healthy. Find Florida Fuel Up to Play 60 on Facebook for more information and learn how you can join the program. Let's join Malik Jackson with Brian Jackson over in Four Down Territory. Brian?
Thank you, Sam. And every week here on Jaguars All Access, you can ask one of your favorite players a little bit about their life off the field. But for our first question tonight, we actually get to a question on the field. It was really amazing that Telvin Smith played in yesterday's game. So how much did his pregame speech impact you guys' defense?
It impacted us a lot, you know, as far as emotional, you know, gave us an emotional boost. I think we got connected as one and brought us together as one to go out there and play faster and be emotionally connected and spiritually, and, you know, all those things we take to be out there and play at our best. And when you see a guy like that hurting before and after the game, you know, just gives you a boost to go out there and do your best because, like I said, he's one of our spiritual leaders and it sucks to see him down.
And probably a little known fact about you, you actually have a twin brother. So yeah. What was it like growing up with a twin?
I have a twin, but I look way better than he does. I feel like everybody knows.
You sure he's going to agree with that?
Yeah, he's going to agree with that. But it was cool. I mean, we got called twin a lot, you know. I started dressing different very early. We weren't the ones that like dressed alike. I know a set of twins that still dress alike. You know, that wasn't us at all. But it was cool, you know. But when we were able to get our own identity, I think that was the best part.
For here in Jacksonville, it's been a little bit cold the last couple of days.
Yeah.
But do you ever miss the cold and the snow from back in Denver?
I don't miss the cold and the snow. Not really. I mean, maybe this time of year because it's, you know, it's Christmas. You want to see a little bit of snow, but not really.
You're not going to get any snow here?
Nah, I'm glad. I like the beach feel, and it's just cold enough, so I'm happy.
And our last question today is, what's going through your mind when you sack the quarterback? How does that feel?
Very happy, you know, because you work so hard and, you know, practice. You have a whole drill predicated to go getting a quarterback, and especially me as a pass rusher, you know, you get just euphoric and excited and happy. You know, it's like a look at me and ye, you know, so happy.
We can also tell by that end zone sack dance that you've been doing after you sacked the quarterback.
I think I need to practice more. It looks a lot better in my head than it did out there, so I'm going to keep practicing.
We'll let you work on that one.
Yeah.
Back up with you, Sam.
It is interesting, Jeff. I mean, you in that position when you're every pass play you're trying to get to the quarterback, and then you do, and it is a different feeling for you. I'm sure
it's a great feeling, but what might be an equal feeling but on the opposite end of the spectrum is that you have a great pass rush and then the ball's thrown quickly and so you don't even have an opportunity for a sack.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing.
That's the worst feeling. Exactly. We come back, the G Series Prime Headlines. We'll head up the end of Jaguars All Access here live from Mellon Mushroom.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
Off the field, there's one more piece of equipment that Allen Hurns relies on to stay quick and save money.
Thumb pass.
To keep moving and save money. Catch a SunPass at sunpass.com.
Why does web.com build your business website free?
If you run a business, you take risks every day. We don't want your website to be another one, so we'll build you a strong, custom website free.
Call web.com now, and we'll build your website absolutely free. If after 30 days you love your new site, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and updates, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
Call 1-877-558-6649 now. That's 1-877-558-6649. 1-877-558-6649.
Who is this?
Eagles.
Eagles.
Panthers. The Chargers. Lions. Texans.
Texans.
Arkansas. The Niners. Jaguars. The Colts. Seahawks. The Falcons.
Good job.
Giants. The Bears. Vikings.
The Jaguars are going to get there on an all-out blitz, and they're going to sack him all the way.
Your defense really stole the show tonight.
Well, we knew we needed more sacks, and our guys were ready.
Is it true that for every sack this season, Ashley Holmstrom will donate another bed to a local child in need?
It is. We hope to put a lot of kids in new beds this year.
Coach.
It's time for me to go home and hit the sack. Thanks.
Great game, Coach.
It's good to be home.
Hey there, Jaguars fans. Grab your sneakers for a special event to help fight prostate cancer. Come down to the Jacksonville Fairgrounds on December 3rd for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk. Pick your pace with a 5K run or 1 mile walk, and bring the kids for a superhero dash for dads. Join Zero and the Kazrian Urology teams to help raise awareness for the disease that impacts 1 in 7 American men. See you there.
When Allen's on the field, he doesn't like anything slowing him down. And the same goes for when he drives.
That's why I use SunPass.
Catch a SunPass for yourself at sunpass.com.
Our G-Series Prime headlines are headed up off to Buffalo next week to face the Buffalo Bills. Could be a little chilly up there. And certainly, happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week. Hope you get a chance to spend it with your family and your loved ones this week.
And hopefully no lake effect snow for Sunday. And Malik, Thanksgiving week, your favorite side dish. First of all, ham or turkey and favorite side dish?
Ham for me. And favorite side dish is sweet potatoes with marshmallows on the top.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How about you, Sam?
Anything my wife cooks, I'm going to eat it in front of me. That's for sure.
I like it all.
All of it. That's right. Tell me about those kicks.
These are my threes, my little Jordans. I'm a little collector. I like shoes. And
you like shoes?
Yeah.
They kind of have a little Jaguar print on them, kind
of. Oh, yeah, a little bit of that elephant print, I think it's called. And, I'm trying to do the whole matching thing.
Collect myself, shoes as in 50 pair, 100 pair, 200.
I have a good maybe 20 here, and then I have a good like 30, 40 back in LA.
All right, so about pairs. All right, good.
I got a good amount.
I like the fact that you clean those with a toothbrush.
Yeah, I got a toothbrush. Soap and water and toothbrush.
Thanks, Malik. Yes. Great to see you, Jeff. Good to spend time with you. And obviously, thank you for watching Jaguars All Access. All right.